The chair takes pleasure in introducing the President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate, Senator Michael R. Gibbons, for his address.
Hopefully you'll have that same sentiment when we finish. Lieutenant Governor Kinder, members of the Missouri Senate, and people of Missouri, as the dawn breaks on the opening of this session, the 112th in our history, we can see a new foundation beginning to take shape. More Missourians are at work. Businesses are choosing Missouri as a place to grow and invest over other states, even other countries. Our children have a better chance at a great education, and we are safer. The future looks bright for the people of Missouri, but it is up to us to finish the hard work of building this new foundation and to do it well. 2005 was an historic session. From schools to work to a day in court, Missourians are seeing changes that make our lives better. Last year, we dedicated more money than ever to our children's education, to be distributed by a new formula based upon students' needs rather than local wealth. In a difficult environment, we found the right balance so that all of our children, no matter where they live, can have an equal opportunity for a world-class education. The new foundation we're building also made Missouri a safer place for us to live and raise children. For example, we made it more difficult for meth producers to get the ingredients they need to concoct their dangerous drug and have already cut production in half. And we will not rest until this evil is eliminated. We created new tools to combat underage drinking by increasing and adding penalties to include minors who are drunk, not just in possession. We protected our children at the homes of others by holding parents responsible for allowing house parties with alcohol. And we cracked down on drunk driving offenders and created a new crime, making the prison sentence at least more than four times longer for drunk drivers who kill. It's also been a year that's seen more jobs for the people of our state. Unemployment in Missouri is back down to where it was before the day the world changed on September 11, 2001. More than 38,000 new jobs have been created this past year, including at least 1,100 in manufacturing and 1,000 in construction. In fact, 60 of the manufacturing jobs were created right across the river at the manufacturing firm of ABB. What's exciting is that they chose to close a plant in Canada to expand their operations here in Missouri. A key indication of our economic improvement is the growth in the state's general revenue, which is growing at a rate nearly double what was hoped for last spring. While we're not out of the woods yet, this improving economy means that we're getting closer to a balanced budget that will allow us to maintain programs while we continue substantial reforms so that we can provide the services Missourians need and deserve without a tax increase. Workers' compensation rates are coming down. The state's largest carrier, Missouri Employees Mutual, has announced a 5% decrease in premiums effective this month. So what does that mean for the average Missourian? It means small businesses like Hellebush Tool and Die, a manufacturing company in Washington, Missouri, have decided to add new jobs this year. The president of Hellebush, Wally Hellebush, says the changes that we made in our workers' compensation laws have allowed his company to expand. Moreover, in neighboring St. Louis County, the Chrysler Group has committed at least $1 billion in new investment in its plants and equipment, bringing 21st century manufacturing to their operations in Fenton. Their cutting-edge technology will allow trucks, vans, and cars to be built on the same line at the same time, based upon demand, without the need to retool, making Chrysler and Fenton a global leader in this technology. This massive investment ensures the two plants' futures and the jobs of thousands of highly skilled, well-paid Missouri workers. The Quality Jobs Act from last year has played a major role in this breathtaking news, as have the reforms to our workers' compensation system and civil justice. For small businesses like Hella, Busch, Tool, and Dye, to giant multinational corporations like Chrysler, it is clear Missouri's economy is on the move. And with that, more people are working at good jobs. The essential hope in the American dream is that tomorrow will be better and that our dreams can be achieved. This exciting economic news shows that this hope is grounded in reality, that the people are building on a firmer foundation, that our tomorrows are looking better, and that our dreams can come true. Change, however, is constant. As we reform our government to make it work for the people in this modern age, the Missouri Senate is undergoing great change as well. At the start of last year, two of our members moved on to other positions. In July, we lost our friend and colleague to cancer, Senator Larry Jean Taylor, and Senator John Dolan resigned in November to pursue other opportunities. The election to replace Senator Dolan will be in April and makes our fourth special election in 12 months. This is unprecedented. This change, however, has brought us good new members, the latest being the Senator from Lawrence, who was elected just in November. Senator, you are joining an outstanding group of leaders. We are glad you're with us, and we expect many good things from you on behalf of the people of Missouri. Please let us welcome the Senator from Lawrence. This year, will also mark the end, due to term limits, of the Senate careers of the three members that were elected in the historic special election on January 24, 2001. The election that changed control of the Senate for the first time in more than 50 years and ultimately led to a change in the control of state government. We look forward to working with the senators from Harrison, Audrain, and St. Louis City 4th District in this, their final session. We also applaud and thank you for your dedication and your service to the people of Missouri. Amidst all this change, at least two things will remain the same: the commitment to excellence and service by our great Senate employees, and our commitment to the civility and character and reputation of the Missouri Senate. I'd like to thank our minority floor leader, the Senator from the 5th, and the many others who have worked with me to protect the Senate's tradition, that is, as a place where the great issues of the day can be debated openly and vigorously, changes proposed, votes taken, and positions decided, so that we can act in accordance with the welfare of the people of this state. However, this is an election year, so we must each work extra hard to have the clash of ideas essential to a robust democracy without the personal attacks or rabid partisanship that is so destructive to our quest. That quest is to do what is right to the best of our ability for the people of this great state. This goal will not be easy to achieve as we continue to debate the great and difficult issues of our time. Chief among these is our continued effort to reform our health care system in Missouri. The Medicaid Reform Commission recently issued its report. It is a remarkable document and should be read carefully by every member. It is available on the Senate website, and we invite every Missourian to read the Commission's goals for a new health care system. Of particular note are some lofty objectives: that all the people of Missouri should have available, affordable health care, and that the central focus of health care should change to keeping people healthy and preventing illness rather than only treating them when they are sick. Moreover, an emphasis must be made on technology. Looking at the Hurricane Katrina disaster, consider a family who lived in New Orleans, who packed their car with all their belongings they could cram in and escape to Houston. Whatever was not in their car was destroyed. Yet if their car was serviced by Jiffy Lube in New Orleans, they could go to one in Houston and know exactly when they last changed the oil, the wipers, or had the tires rotated. But they cannot even begin to find out when they last had a tetanus shot. Those paper records are gone. In the 21st century, this is unacceptable. The Institute of Medicine says between 44,000 and 98,000 people die each year because of errors in paper medical records. This is an outrage. Going to electronic medical records and e-prescribing are examples of reforms we must make. They save lives, improve health, and save precious tax dollars for the people who really need the help. There will be debate on how we reach these goals, but we must reach them. We must work tirelessly to achieve a health care system that protects the health of all Missourians. We must also fight to expose fraud where we find it, whether it be perpetrated by caregivers, therapists, doctors, hospitals, equipment providers, pharmaceutical companies, or participants. We must seek vigorous prosecution of all those who cheat the people of Missouri and take money away from those that are in great need. In addition to the reforms listed by the Commission, we must change the law where necessary to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. The Special Senate Committee on Fraud that I appointed will meet later this month so that we can expose any fraud in the system and take action to eliminate it this session. We must also act this year to protect the homes, the farms, and the businesses of the people of Missouri from the abuses of eminent domain and redevelopment tools like tax increment financing, or TIF. I represent the area in Sunset Hills that was subject to a TIF redevelopment. The TIF Commission turned the plan down. Despite that, the City of Sunset Hills approved it anyway. Time does not allow a full discussion of everything else that has happened, but suffice it to say that in this instance, everyone lost. Homeowners who wanted to sell, homeowners who did not want to sell, the businesses in the area, the City of Sunset Hills, its neighbors, everyone. This disaster cannot be repeated. Complete disregard for the rights of property owners must not be tolerated. The awesome power of government to take someone's property with just compensation is, at times, necessary to provide for a truly public use and benefit. But the taxpayer-subsidized financial success of one property owner at the expense of another is not a public benefit that allows government to take someone's home. The property owners of Missouri deserve better. Now is the time to act. The excess must end. Our most precious gift in this state, our children, deserve our attention again this year. Their education is the foundation for a bright future. And to that end, we must fully fund the next installment of the school funding formula. This formula, based on student need rather than local wealth, is our best effort to make sure that all the children in Missouri have a chance to receive a great education so that they are prepared for the challenges ahead. We must also do a better job of protecting the safety of our children. Any sexual predator who might consider harming one of them must know that the punishment will be swift, certain, and severe. Or to put it another way, we are going to lock the door and throw away the key. Our children deserve it. They also deserve a child-safe internet where they can explore the wonders that it offers without the threat of being confronted with shocking images, pornography, or predators attempting to lure them into harmful situations. At a minimum, we must match federal prison sentences for luring a minor over the internet, as well as expand the search warrant powers over internet service providers so that we can do a better job of prosecuting the vermin that would seduce our kids. We must also do a more effective job with mandatory background checks for all employees that work with children and ensure a consequence for those employers who fail to make this modest effort. Missouri will be a leader in protecting her children. And finally, energy is the beating heart of our modern life. And if we expect the people of Missouri to have opportunities in the future, a clean, plentiful supply of energy is essential. We must immediately help our seniors, disabled, and low-income Missourians with their high heating bills this winter. But we must also pursue a path to energy abundance and independence. As we work on the foundation of our future, it is critical that we have an energy plan and begin taking action on it today, reforming and modernizing our government, economy, education, and health care are important to how well we live in the future. Our ability to solve our energy crisis is critical to our survival. As more people use more energy, prices increase while the readily available supply decreases. 10 years ago, people never would have believed that natural gas would cost more than $4 per unit. This year, it's selling for $8 a unit in Missouri and $16 a unit on the East Coast. We have a serious problem. I applaud the governor and his foresight to our energy needs by establishing the Missouri Energy Task Force, of which I'm honored to be a member. We should strive to be a leader in America with an energy plan that utilizes our agricultural strengths to pursue renewable fuels, cleaner burning technologies, and aggressively pursue hydrogen as a primary fuel source so that we can be energy independent and protect the environment. We will be prepared to take the work of this task force and transfer it into an energy action plan for the future. Our children and our grandchildren need us to do this for them. Anyone who has ever built a home knows that the most critical step is building a solid foundation. If it is done well, the home that is constructed will be safe, secure, and provide comfort to many generations. We have all been elected to serve at a time of great change that offers wonderful opportunities for the future, but also great risks. In the history of mankind, there has never been a period of change that was as fast or as sweeping or as intense as today. State government has not kept up. So many things we do today are ineffective, outdated, or obsolete. We have proven, this Senate has proven, that we can find common sense solutions to complex problems. But we have no time to waste as we continue building a strong foundation for the 21st century. This year's efforts must include reforms to begin to make health care available and affordable to all, to protect our rights in our homes and farms and businesses, to safeguard our children, and to establish an energy action plan. Together with the foundational work from last year, these changes will put Missouri on a strong footing for decades to come. In this room, we have the know-how, the right tools, and strong leaders. So let's work together. Our children and our grandchildren are counting on us. The time to act is now, and we must succeed. Thank you.